Father, we have a lot of ground to cover in this next session, and so I pray that this fairly rapid overview of some really important texts would just create little opportunities for brothers and sisters to see where they might be able to take counselees and how lament could be used in a variety of life experiences. And so we pray that you would help us and give us wisdom, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I'm going to talk for about 40 minutes or so and then allow for about 20 minutes of questions. So I'm seeing very clearly that you have some excellent questions, which I thought you would, and I love that. So write those questions down and let's engage further together. Last session was learning about lament, so kind of high-level definitions. This session is learning from lament, so we're going to dig a little deeper. And then the final session is learning to lament. Let me return to this definition. I'm just going to repeat it over and over because it's important just to remember kind of what is the main thing, and that is that I'm arguing that a lament is a prayer in pain that leads to trust. So it's, again, just to review, language that I talk to God. It's prayer. It's me and the Lord or other people talking to God. It's something that happens when we're in pain. It's process language, leads us somewhere, so it's not a cul-de-sac of sorrow, and it leads us to trust. And then we unpack these four elements. Turn, we're going to keep praying, complain, lay out what's wrong, ask, take the promises of God and bring them into my life, and then choose to trust. And that choose to trust sometimes could simply be a statement of, God, I'm going to trust you, and I'm praying that you would help me to trust you. And it could be even a longer statement of trust, but this process of moving through these elements of turn, complain, ask, and trust can be really helpful and really redemptive. What I want to do is just apply this as we think about how to learn from lament, and we'll use this in a more complete way at the end of our last session. But one of the things that I have found helpful, and it's the reason why I created the Dark Clouds, Deep Mercy devotional journal, was to find ways to practically apply this evaluation of a lament so people can see what the Bible is saying so that then they can also write their own laments. And so let's just do this for a moment, if you will. Just look at this text with me. And notice, let's just see if we can find turn, complain, ask, and trust. Okay, so we're going to use what we just learned and want to apply it to a very specific text. So in verse 1, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? So just think about that for a moment with me. Turn, complain, ask, or trust. Talk to me. What is that? Complain. It's complain, but it's also turn. So this is one of those moments, and I'm just going to use a highlighter here to illustrate this, and you can do this with a variety of colors. Like you can use, take a color for turn, a color for complain, a color for ask, a color for trust. And so we just highlight, here is complaint. How long, how long, how long, how long. So here is, we'll just put this complain, and this is also trust. And then we move into this next section, which is, consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. What do you think that is? Okay, ask. Someone also said turn. It could be that. He's turning in his complaint. He's also turning in his asking. But I think it's mainly, if we could think about it in terms of asking. So we just use another highlighter, and we just highlight this, and he's finding out what it means to ask. He's asking for God to consider him and answer him. And then, of course, we see the important word, really good to highlight this word, but it's the pivot point where it moves from one movement to another. And then, I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. What is that? Trust, right. So we have this final movement here, and I'll use purple for this one. I have trusted your steadfast love. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And here we find trust. And so what you can see here, if you're a biblical counselor and you're looking for how do you walk a person through a text, this is where you can start and just say, hey, let's just study this text together. Let's see where we can find these four elements. Or you give them a homework assignment and take Psalm 13 this week and just highlight it, devotional journal that you have. Like, that's the whole thing for that devotional journal. Do that in like 15 different psalms, different kinds of psalms, for folks to just get in the habit of looking at Scripture through this particular lens, particularly the Psalms. It works in other texts, other sections of the Bible, but it really works in the Psalms as a way just to think, where do I see this turning? Where do I see this complaining? And you could even, you know, unpack a little bit. Well, what does the psalmist mean when he says, forget me forever, or hiding your face from me, or having sorrow in my heart? Notice this, all the day. What a comforting thing if you're battling through grief recovery and every day is just exhausting because you just feel like you're always in first gear emotionally because you're just struggling, and the Bible speaks this. Or what if part of your grief is not something that's circumstantial, but something that's personal? Like, it's not cancer, it's a kid, and you just are really weary. And, you know, the psalmist here is talking about his enemy being exalted over me. Like, it feels like we're losing God. And there's just unique griefs that can be unpacked through this psalm. So this is one way to think about how you could use the turn, complain, ask, and trust paradigm to examine the Scriptures. Okay, so now what I want to do is go on and talk about the types of lament. So we developed a definition. So a prayer in pain that leads to trust. That definition then is applied in at least four unique categories just in the Psalms. And it's important for you to understand the difference, because once you get the definition, when you apply it to the different categories, it opens up like multiple different lanes that lament can be applied to, and maybe even in some ways that you might not have thought about before, because it's not just that one out of every three psalms are psalms of lament, but there's a variety of the kinds of moments that are grieved and mourned over. So I want to review this, and then we're going to go to the book of Lamentations, which is the longest lament in the Bible, but its setting is really unique and really helpful. And I want to be sure you understand how you might be able to use the book of Lamentations as well. So grab your Bible and go over to Psalm 42. With each of these, I'm going to give you just a high-level summary of the psalm so you can see how the lament is being applied and lived out. And this is going to be really high level, maybe 4 or 5 minutes on each psalm. You could spend an hour on each of them. And so I just want to kind of whet your appetite to both describe these categories and then illustrate it with these different psalms. So the first type of lament is personal. And I think this is where most of us go quickly when we think about lament, how it applies to us, how it applies to another person. And personal laments are more frequent in the Psalms than any other lament category. I think in the back of the devotional journal, there's a list of laments in these four categories. So you can see them. And also, I think there's another appendix that highlights not just the kind of lament, but if you've got a subject matter that you're counseling in or dealing with, I give some clues as to maybe choose these four laments could be uniquely applicable, although they're not directly related to like a miscarriage or adultery or job loss. Like, there are applications that could be teased out from those laments that could be applied to those scenarios, even though the context isn't that specific. So what we have here is this personal lament, and he's dealing with individual suffering, he's dealing with betrayal, he's dealing with hardship. And what's interesting is right